Okay, we're up to Mishnah Zion, I think. Sarida Shehi Nesuna Al Pi HaTaner. A Sarida that's put on top of the Taner. Mukav Tzami Pasil.
Test Zion, right?
Test Zion. Mish Perek Test Mishnah Zion.
Good.
Yeah. Sarida, what is a Sarida? Look at the Rav. The Rav says, K'min Areva K'tana Shanacht Hoi Mishnah Mishpah. It's a small little Areva. Areva is, what's an Areva? Like a pot. Areva is a Areva is like a basin. Areva is like a basket. Okay, let's see. An Areva Ketana Shanacht Hoi Mishnah Mishpah. And bakers use the heap pshuta ve'ena ve'kabel l'stoma, and it's not ve'kabel l'stoma. So it's pshuta. Here it's
pshuta. Why is that pshuta? Pshuta usually means flat.
Yes, that's what it is. This areva is not does not have a tuch. This areva, this thing does not have an inside. It is flat. Here it is. Sarida, kli or shel cheres. It's look at the picture.
I'm looking. How could be kli or shel cheres?
It's leather.
Yeah,
that's what it says. Oy cheres, or it's leather. Oy cheres.
Like one of those Indian bongos or something.
Yeah. Okay. So they'll see. Well, this is okay. This is some type of stand. It's a stand, and on top of the stand is a sarida. Kli or it's leather. Oy cheres or pottery. Ogle it's round. Upashed it's flat. She'ein loy beis kibul. Hasridu mudubekas lelupi hataner betitchi. This is a tanner. This is an oven. And it's glued to the top of the oven with tit, with cement. Ha tit hu hat sama, that's the seal. Ha sarida hi hap seal, the sarida is the seal. So this sarida serves as the seal to the oven. Ali deyesh ha sarida mudbekes betit lipi hatan. Being that this sarida is glued to the tiyataner, nasa hatana mukav tsame pas, the taner has become sealed. Varehu matzel mituma belames. And it's matl from tumah in the oil hames. Okay, very matl mitumah hames. The asuida here psil loshon kisui ve'atit here at summit. The tit is the seal. Okay, so that's what it's doing. So what is halacha? It says in the Mishnah Sarida, Shehi Mushinu Suna Al Piatana. This Sarida, this little round disc that's made from leather or made from cheres that is sealed to the top of the oven with cement. Mukaf tzamid pasil, that's surrounded with a psil, which is the cement. The cement is the tzamid pasil. Nistak min hataner. Now, what happens? Nistak min hataner l'srida. Shir moloi piya mardea. The amount of the mardea is, we'll see in a moment. Shloi nichnas, Rabbi Yehuda oimer nichnas, Rabbi Yehuda oimer nichnas. Now, what does this mean? Let's see again the Rav. Shridik min areva ketana shir nachtam nishlamesh ba. Vei pshuta. Vein in the Kabbalah stoma. She nesun al pi hatana. Umimureches betit. It's smeared with cement. Kidei lahakiv it's some impossible in order to close it. V'lo yitma hatana v'il hames. Now that it's sealed, if there's tum inside, there's no tum b'il hames. Now that it's sealed, if there's a sheretz inside, the tana, the tum is contained. The environment has been contained. Lo yitma hatana v'lames nistak min hatana l'srida. If there's been a crack from the tana l'srida, the haynu shenistak hameruach. That means there's a crack in the cement, like in this picture. In this picture, nistak min hatana l'srida nas neke betit shebein hatana l'srida shiuroi meloi pi mardeya shloi nichnas. What does that mean? Haynu meloi pi mardeya shloi nichnas hamardeya hu melameh habakar. The mardeh is what we learned yesterday, learning 2 days ago, the goad, that stick with the point at the end. So, the yesh be'kefoy tefach, v'yesh be'kefoy tefach, and the circumference is one tefach, v'ovyoy shlish, and the thickness is shlish, tefach, shekol sheyesh be'ovyoy tefach, yesh be'kefoy shlish, tzvachim. Now, what exactly does he mean over here by that? What does he mean over there by that? What is he referring to? Okay, we'll see one second. In the circumference is one tefach. The circumference of what? Of the entire sarida? Or it means, no, I think he means the hole. The hole has to have a circumference of a tefach. It's a very big hole. Okay, a tefach is a very, the circumference is one tefach, which then means the diameter of the hole is a third of a tefach. The yesh bekefoy tefach. Hamardea hu melamed bakar v'yesh bekefoy tefach. V'oivyoy shlish tefach. Shekol sheyesh b'oivyoy tefach yesh bekefoy shlisha tvachim. V'shiur shekol sheyesh b'oivyoy tefach and the thickness of tefach, which means the diameter, yesh bekefoy shlisha tvachim. Right, the ratio between the diameter to the 3.14, the ratio between the diameter to the circumference, is the circumference is 3.14 times the size of the diameter. So we're going to not be precise, we're going to round down the number to 3 to 1. So if the circumference is 2, that means that the diameter is 1 tefach. So the hole must have a circumference of 3 tefachim, which means that the hole itself, the diameter of the hole is going to be 1 tefach. And it says here, v'shir ha-sedek kishnistak ha-meruach, the shear of the sedek crack, kishnistak ha-meruach, l'rabonin meloi pli ha-mardeh b'shav, exactly. V'yav b'yish'ein ha-nekev gadol sh'yichnis b'yam pi ha-mardeh b'meluo, hoil b'shav ha-sedek meluo pi ha-mardeh, even though if you actually would want to stick in the goat, you would not fit, because something exactly, one tefach does not fit into an area of one tefach. You need it to be a little bit bigger. That's okay. Ein kan tzavid pasil. It's not sealed. Rabbi Huda li'olam havid tzavid pasil ad shi'yaseh gadol shi'yachnis boi p'yamandiyah. Okay, so I got it now. So what it basically means is we have here this seal, and we have the cement, and we have the tanner. And the question is the tanner considered a tzavid pasil? If there's going to be in the tanner food, and in the and then and the tanner and food, or no, let's talk about a case of this food, and there's a mace in the room, does the tanner save the food from becoming tummy from the mace? Let's say there's a mace in the room, there's a dead body in the room, and there's food inside the tanner. Does the tanner save the food from becoming tummy from the mace? So the answer is if there is a hole in the seal that is the size of approximately one tefach in diameter, then it's no longer called a tzamid pasil. Now, what do we say now? Why one tefach? Because a tefach is a size that you can insert a mardea, a melamed. But the question is, how big must the hole be in order for it not to be considered sealed? According to the Rabbanan, it has to be equal to the diameter of the mardea. It does not mean you have to be able to actually insert the mardea in that hole. Because if the mardea is exactly a third of a tefach, and the hole is a third of a tefach, it's not possible for you to put something that's exactly one third of a tefach in a hole that's exactly one third of a tefach. The hole must be slightly bigger in order for the object to actually fit inside. If I have here this pencil has a circumference of exactly one third of a tefach, and I have a hole that's exactly one third of a tefach, can this pencil fit in that hole? No. It's you can't fit two exact equals. It has to be a little bit bigger, a drop bigger. Right? You with me?
No.
If I have a pencil, the pencil is exactly...
Okay, we have a separate pencil here.
Okay.
Okay.
But that's the question.
We
the question
know
is...
this oven now, that there's a separate pencil on top of this...
We want to know if it is called separate pencil.
Well, you have the sedira on top of this thing that's sealed with tit.
Yeah.
We want to know if this is considered a separate pencil.
So, correct.
Now go.
So, if there's the problem in this instance is a crack in the cement.
Point.
The cement is cracked.
So the question is, how big is the crack? Right.
How big is the crack? If the crack is a significant size, it's not called summit postil.
Right.
The crack is a small size,
right,
it's then it is summit postil.
Right.
What exactly is that size?
Right.
It's machlokes.
Right.
The machlokes, the shear is approximately the size of a goad.
A goad.
A goad. What is a goad? A goad is the malamed. It's a stick which you push around people, animals.
The famous
melamed. I don't want to say on the tape because I already got into trouble. I don't want to say, but
people called it already?
Oh, there are protests in front of the house, in front of the yeshiva. Racism. It is the size of, approximately the size of the goat. What is the size of the goat? Well, the size of the goat is approximately a third of a tefach. The diameter is approximately a third of a tefach. Okay, that's the source. Let's go to the basic yisod. We have over here a tanner, and the tanner has food, and it's in a room, and in the room there's a mace. The question is the tanner going to be matzil the food from the mace? That's the question. Will the tanner be matzil? Will the tanner be matzil the food from the mace? Okay, we have a room. You with me? We got
yeah,
a room.
Listen.
We got a room. There's a dead body.
Right.
The dead body is contaminating everything that's in
right.
its vicinity.
Correct.
And we have a tanner.
Right.
And the tanner has food inside. The tanner is trying so hard to save the food from the tomb of the mace.
Correct.
And the tanner seems to be doing okay because
right.
the tanner is sealed.
Right.
It has a sridah on top, which is glued.
Which is glued.
Now it has a crack. So if the crack is approximately the size of this pencil where I can take my goad and stick it in that hole, then it's no longer called sealed and the tumor will penetrate the tanner and contaminate the food. What is exactly the size, the shef? The machlokes. The difference between the two opinions is mamish the size of a mashu. That's the difference.
That's the difference.
That's what the Tanakhama says the size is, as long as it's equal to the size of the goad. If the goad is exactly a diameter of 1/3, of a diameter of a third of a tefach, so if the hole is exactly a third of a tefach, it's already not called summit pasil. Now, if it's exactly the size of a third of a tefach, can I actually take my pencil and stick it in the hole? No, as I told you, the hole is exactly a third of a tefach, and
so
the diameter of my goad is exactly a third. Can I stick it in the hole? Why? Because something exactly 1/3 cannot fit in the hole exactly 1/3. How whole?
No, a little bit more.
And that's the second opinion. The second opinion says no, it has to be large enough that the goad can actually fit inside. So how big is the hole then? The hole is a little more than a third of a tefach.
Right.
That's machlok. So let's see inside again. So we have over here in the Mishnah. By the way, we had Sarida before, if you remember. I'm absolutely certain that you're chazering. Remember when we had the word Sarida? Let me show you the picture.
It was the thing we had with the poker.
No, we had. No, that's the Melamed. The Melamed is the poker. We had the Sarida.
You mean Sarida is the... Is this disc that's on top of the
Shiloh, it's called the Zion, is it called the Teich?
Okay, oh, is that it? Thing like the crown that was on top
right,
of it?
Very good, you remember.
You passed it, I saw it.
We didn't pass it.
No?
I didn't pass it. It's not this, this not.
It's like that mesh type of thing.
Here
something
it is.
Like that. Yeah.
Now this is Sarida.
Right.
Uzmachlokis, what exactly it means? It's either Uzmachlokis. The Sarida means like a lid. Well, it was Machlokis. It was either this. Remember, there's the Sarida, this, the whole pot. It's missing the handles, or missing these things on top, or this thing that goes on top of the other. We have three different opinions, or this. Three different opinions what the Sarida was in this Mishnah.
One, two, three.
No, not this. This is not. This is this over on top over here. This is the whole pot.
Oh, it's the same thing.
Same thing. And here is this, see, here is this, on top of this, this top of this, and here is this. And there's food, and it enters inside. Okay, that was one Sarida. And I think we had another Sarida. A little bit further back. It's Gvaldik the Chazer. The Mishnayis. Oh, here it is. That's not, this is called a Misrach. Remember this crown we had?
Right.
So what is that called? That's called a Misrach. Okay, I thought it was a Sarida, it's a Misrach.
Yeah.
Hamasrek shel tzartzur. The Masrek is Shiloh, this is called a Teich, this is called part of an extension of the Kli called a design. You have food inside here, is that called a Teich? Okay, but this here is the Sarida. Okay, so let's go back. Of course. Okay, so back to the Sarida. Okay, so let's see Nachum what it says over here. Okay, one more time. We have the Sarida, Shinasuna that is put al piatan and look at some apostle. This like Natanu the Sarida. There's a crack in between the Tanu and the Sarida. The Sarida is the lid on top. Shi'uroi the shear, for it to be called a crack that it's no longer called some apostle, is Miloi Pi Mardea Sheloi Nichnas. Sheloi, I mean the Mishnah. Shaloi nichnas. You don't actually need this. It does not need to enter.
Shaloi does not need that.
Does not need to.
Shear is a malay pi mardeya, which is a poker.
Poker, yes. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Nichnas. It has to be large enough that the Sarida, the stick.
It has to be able. Malay Pimardea means it has to.
The thickness.
The thickness
of the hole. The diameter of the hole.
The P of Mardea. What's Mardea again?
Mardea means the poker. The malamate. The poker was that stick with the point. The stick.
The shear is that the opening has to be the size of the mardea.
Here's the mardea. Yes.
Okay.
No, not the opening. Has to be the size of the stick itself.
The opening. The hole.
The hole has to be the opening of the crack.
The size of the mardea.
Of the mardea. Correct. Okay. So that's halach. It has to be the size of the mardea.
Shaloi nichnas. It doesn't have to enter.
It doesn't have to, but it has to be at least equal to that size.
Rabbi Huda has to be
one of that it could actually enter. Nichnas, correct. Okay, next case. Nistika Sarida, let's say the Sarida itself has a crack. Look at this picture. Here we have a new picture. And this picture, it has, let's first read over here the caption when it says Nistak Natanul Sarida, Nasaneka Betit, Shabain Hatanul Sarida. If the neck of the hole is bekoiter, the diameter, could use the diameter of etzba, one finger, ushlish. Why finger and third? What's that come from? One finger and a third of a finger? Because that's a third of a tefach. What is a tefach? Tefach is four tefachim, four fingers. What is a tefach? A tefach is four fingers. No, four fingers. So what is a third of four tefachim? Well, let's take three fingers. So one finger is a third of three.
Yeah.
And then take one finger and divide a finger into three parts. So it's a finger and a third of a finger is the diameter of the mardea. Is the thickness, the diameter of the mardea. In my neck, bekoiter. Okay, new vocabulary word. Bekoiter means
okay.
A diameter.
This is a new case?
No, this is the review. This is a review. In my neck, bekoiter, etzo shlish, zeu ma'ov yoshel mardea, lachachomim, it's not equal to an apostle. Well, Rabbi Yehuda, no, it has to be a little bit more. An etzba and a third of an etzba is not sufficient. It must be a little bit more. An etzba is not yoiser. So that the mardeh can actually penetrate the hole. Okay? It's not enough that it's exactly the size. It has to be able to actually.
Rabbi Yehuda says it has to lichnas.
Okay.
Right? The Tanakhama says it doesn't.
Right. So Nistak Minatana, let's do the Sirish Milomu Pimardea. So
this is a new case?
No. Now going to the next case.
That's what I'm reading. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Nichnas, it has to enter, right?
Right.
That's the end of the period.
Right. New case.
Okay.
Nistakas Shrida, let's say the street itself, here's the street, here's a hole in the street itself. Here, look at the street. See, there's a hole. Right.
Not in the tit.
Right. But on the top itself. So let's say over here, Niska Sarida.
No, the Sarida.
So Niska Sarida, Shiyuk, the Shai's Kimlopium are there, Nichnas. Everyone, Nichnas. So here, look at this here, it's reversed. Unbelievable. The Shir is reversed. Nichnas. Here, they say just the opposite. Rabbanon, look at this. The Rabbanon that said here, the Shir is Shaloi Nichnas, here says Nichnas. And Rabbi Yehuda that said, here it's nichnas, here he says shaloi nichnas. Mm. Here they reverse their opinion. When you're dealing with the hole on the top of them, when you're dealing with the hole on top of them, of the Sarida here, the opinions of the Rabbanon and Yehuda are reversed. You with me?
Can I ask you a different question?
Yeah.
Oh, over here, this is still...
Kit.
It's still tit. So yeah. It's still some apostle.
No, that, but if there's a hole on the very top... That's the question. There's a hole in the seal itself.
But it's still sealed with the tit.
Good, it's
so
sealed, it's not, but there's
so
a hole.
The whole oven is still sealed.
That's not called
over
a seal.
Here, when you have a hole, so that it's not sealed anymore because you got a hole.
But if you have a hole on the top itself, it's even worse than sealed. It's open. It's even worse than sealed.
No, it's open. No, but this. I would assume that this tit is covering the whole top of the barrel.
It is. Oh, no.
This is not doing anything anyway, this Sarida.
No, so I hear what you're saying. I think the answer to your question is that the cement is not glue all the way through and through. The cement is just around the perimeter.
Uh-huh.
Okay, let's assume that to be the case.
Okay.
The cement just goes around the perimeter. You have to economize.
Let's see.
And then the top is open.
It's open.
So then the question is, they have a hole now. It's no longer going to save the food inside.
Yeah.
So therefore, how big is the hole? So here, the machlok is the opposite. the Tanakhama that said Shaloi Nichnas. Here he says Nichnas. Rabbi Yehuda that said here Nichnas, he holds Shaloi Nichnas.
Why did you change the word?
They like to have both their cake and eat it too. They won't have the pleasure of paskening Shaloi Nichnas and the pleasure of paskening Nichnas. So it depends where you're going. Let's see what the Rav says. Nichnas. According to Tanakhama, the hole has to be large enough, not just that you could the Mardea at the same size of the Mardea. The Mardea must actually fit in through the hole. Okay? Nichnas. Rav Yehuda Emer Shaloi Nichnas. Okay, let's see over here the Rav. Look at the Rav. The Rav says, Niskal Surid Atzma, Lerabonon kill Mishnistak. According to Rabbanon, it's more lenient Mishnistak. Hamei Ruach, why? Or Rav Yehuda kill Kishnistak, Hamei Ruach, it's more lenient. Wait. Lerabonon kill is more lenient Mishnistak, Hamei Ruach. Rav Yehuda kill Kishna Meruach Mishnistak Surid Atzma. Each one is more lenient. Each one is different. There is sort of diversity of opinions in each case.
What's a good case? Well,
each one is different. When you put Nichnas, because then you need to be larger. Then you have a hole the size that's still called. You have the size where it's in the Shlei Nichnas. It's still Tohar. It's still tar. Has to be large to become tame, so it's a kula. Let's see the caption on this picture over here. Im haneke bekoite ma'at yosim yetzva v'shlish v'oifin zemar den nichnas b'neke v'lachamim niskalkalat samit pasil v'atan v'kabal tuma Rabbi Yehuda da'ir shetinokif ha'sarida b'oivin mardeh b'lvad v'haynu etzva shlish. Okay, good. Fight to the next case, the Mishnah. Hoy ogol ein ro'in oisoy oroch elo shir k'mulipi mardeh Ella she uroy kim lo pimardea nichnas. Now, what in the world does that mean? There's almost no parish over here. Nekev, there's mamish no rav on this. Would you believe it?
No.
There's no rav on this. So we have to go over here to the videotape. Haya ogol ein royin oisay aruch ella she uroy kim lo pimardea nichnas. Now what's going on over here? Lamala haneke b'shimardea nichnas. Okay, we have over here. Look at this. See over here. We have over here the.
We have the lid.
And we have over here
that's
a hole.
That's the Sarida, right?
Sarida. This is the Sarida. Yeah. And it's Lamala. Oh, so he's saying over here, look at the Gaval Gashir. We're saying that the width of the hole gets thinner. On the very top, you can fashtup the stick inside. But it doesn't penetrate all the way through. It gets ugly. It gets narrow as it gets to the bottom of the Sarida. We have a Sarida. Yeshir Mardeh Nichnas L'chol Orech HaNekev. You see over here, the Sarida, the stick goes all the way through. All the way through. See that?
Yeah.
Here it doesn't go all. Here it only goes through the majority. When it gets over here...
You mean the hole?
The hole. The hole gets narrow.
Yeah.
Hole gets narrow. So that Haya Ogul, meaning, if it... Ogul here in this context means it narrows. The hole starts out wide, but as it penetrates through the thickness of the Sarida, it narrows.
Yes.
It gets thinner. Hoya ogul, ein roina soy aruch. We don't look at it aruch, el shir kimlepi marder nichnas. Lamala hanekev shir marder nichnas. Lamat hanekev pochos mishir marder nichnas. On the bottom, it's narrower. Hoya ogul nekev mitsuas chatsi kadur. The nekev b'tzuras chatzi kadur. Whatever kadur means.
Kadur is a ball.
A ball, right? So it's getting narrow. A half of a ball. Meaning it gets narrow. Hoy aruch a nekev k'tzur yitzro. When it says aruch, it means it goes through and through. Loi miskak lat some apostle elim b'sher nekev ki b'shir marden nichnas l'chol aruch a nekev.
Avo
k'sher nekev l'malu b'shir zeh l'mata pachus m'shir zeh. Yesh k'nday in some apostle v'tana v'lashem secha tohar. Isn't it amazing? If not for this, how we know? Without this picture, how we know?
Haya
ogol, meaning it gets smaller. Ein roina soy aruch. We don't look like it if it's aruch.
Haya ogol, right?
Let's say narrows.
Okay.
If it narrows, ein roina soy aruch. We don't look at it as if it goes through and through. Ella shiuroi kimloi pi mardea nichnas. Ella the shiuris kimloi pi mardea nichnas. We look at it. Like it goes through and through. Ella the shiris kimloi pi mardeya, the fullness of the mardeya.
What shiris? What do you But sure, we say if it's ogle, so.
That we don't make believe as if the same amount that's on top is on the bottom. We do not do that. If it narrows,
right.
We don't make believe as if it penetrates through
right.
and through.
Right.
Ella shiuroi, we evaluate it, we measure it. Kimloi pi mardea nichnas.
Whether the mardea can go through you.
Right. So the shiur has to mamish go through. Ella shiuroi kimloi mardea nichnas. It has to mamish go through.
That's according to everybody in this case. No,
that's a machloikas. That's going back on the shita of. Of the Rabbanon, I think, because the Rabbanon are the ones that say when you do need
the ogle is a new case. How do you know what it's not a machlokas from Yehuda and Rabban? How do you know Nachamal? It's not a machlokas. So I'm saying by the fact that we don't bring a machlokas, they both agree.
No, it can't be. We're going because the only one that says
I say aruch. We don't look at it as if it's aruch and it went through.
It must be. It has to be.
Right. It has to be able that the
mardeya can go through.
Can go through.
Who's the one who says that? There's only one Amman Diyamah.
No, we have a machlokas. Sometimes the Rabbanan says, sometimes the Yehuda says.
Okay, good. Maybe you're right. Okay, fine. Okay, correct. He's only showing it to you.
In this case, they both agree.
No, what do you mean in this case? In this case,
we have ogle.
When you need.
Are you ogle?
Right. Right, but you need in a situation where you needed to go through and through according to each respective opinion, then it has to go through and through. It can't be just partially going through.
I'm saying.
Right. Right. Okay.
They both agree.
In this case.
It's a machlokas.
Okay. When you need it.
It has to go through.
Okay. Good. Okay.
But in this last case,
okay.
They both agree.
He's only illustrating it in this case.
Correct.
And this would be only true in this case according to the Shita of the Rabbanon in this particular case. Because in the particular case that he's illustrating in this picture, he's illustrating where the hole is on the top is on the Shita itself.
Yeah. When the hole, and it doesn't go through.
And who's the one that says that the Shita must go through in the case when it's solved? The Rabbanon, not Rabbi Yehuda in this case. In this particular, just put that in this particular instance, in this particular illustration over here.
Hayogel.
But he's illustrating the case of ogle.
I say aruch. You don't look at it as if it's aruch.
Right. Right, but who, but in according to Rabbi Hu, do you need it to be nichnas in this case? According to Rabbi Yehuda, do you need it to be nichnas?
I don't know.
You don't. Rabbi Yehuda only said it has to be nichnas in the case on the side.
On top,
Rabbi Yehuda says it does not need to be nichnas. He says as long as it's the size of exactly a third of a tefach, it's sufficient. So, when you need mamish to go all the way through, you're able to take the stick and push all the way through. It's not enough that it can go partially through; it has to go through all the way. Who's the one that requires to go through all the way? Rabbanan.
As you say, it's Rabbanan.
I don't know. He's ill. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda agrees to this in his shir. Maybe the same principle is true according to Rabbi Yehuda in his shir. Rabbi Yehuda says it has to be the size of Meloi Pi Mardeya Shaloi Nichnas. So let's say it's Shaloi Nichnas on the top, and then it's even smaller on the bottom.
Yeah.
What would Rabbi Yehuda say? L'choy, that's pashut. It's no good. Pashut. But even when you hold it, it has to be Nichnas. Even when you hold it, it has to be nichnas through and through.
I'm saying to you, you might be right now, but if you say that we're saying now that the Rabbi Yehuda holds on top that it doesn't have to be nichnas,
right?
If it doesn't have to be nichnas, so then he wouldn't hold this altogether. He would hold an ogle is just as big.
Well, no, Rabbi Yehuda holds. You have to have the shear through and through. Also, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds you have to have the shear through and through. What is the shear? The shear is exactly a third of a tefach.
But it has to be through and through.
Through
it
and through. The chiddush is the Rabbanon.
Yeah.
The Rabbanon hold it's not enough to be through and through. Not enough to be. It has to be a little bit more than a third of a tefach. It has to be able to mamash take the stick all the way through. What would happen if on the bottom it doesn't go through, but it's the size of the mardei, and on top it does go through? Maybe you would think that in this case Rabbanon agreed it's good enough. When you say that it has to be nichnas, it doesn't mean mamish, nichnas, mamish. Nichnas, halfway. Halfway is good enough. As long as the bottom is open, the size of the mardeya itself. Maybe it'd be good enough according to the bottom. No, according to the bottom, it has to be nichnas, mamish, through and through. Don't look for leniencies. Is that good?
Yeah. guess.
Okay, let's chaz the Mishnah. It's a hard Mishnah. Let's chaz the Mishnah. Sirida. So we have a Sirida. Sirida is the lid. The right. Lid of a tana. What's the hechetim of the commission? The mission is a tana. In the tana there is lechem. There is food. And in the room there is a mace.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
In the room there's a mace. And in the tana there's a... The room there's a mace. And in the tana there is a... Food. There's right. Food. You following?
Yeah.
And what are we trying to... We're trying to say that the tana is going to be matzah, the food from the tumas hameis.
Correct.
Why is it going to be matzah, tana? Why is it going to be matzah, tumas hameis? Because there's a tzame apostle.
Correct.
But what's the problem being a tzame apostle?
There's a hole.
There's a hole. So how do we have the siri, we have the tit with the tana. So we have a siri. We have over here a sirida. Shehi nesuna al pi atanur. Mukav tzame apostle. Nistak min atanur l'sirida. If the seal is attached to the tanner, shiuroi maloi pi mardeya, the shir is maloi pi mardeya. Right? Maloi pi mardeya is the shir. Now we say maloi pi mardeya, shaloi nichnas. According to Rabbanan, you don't need it to be wide enough for the mardeya to actually go through. It's a theoretical plomi mardeya. Good? Rabbi Yehuda mer nichnas. With me? Rabbi Yehuda says nichnas. It has to mamish go through. Next. Nistika Srida, let's say the Srida itself has a hole in it. Shiur Kamalopi Mardeya Nichnas. According to everyone, has to actually go through. It doesn't have to actually go through. Haya Ago, let's say it was round. It would narrow it. Ain Roin Oso Aroch. If it's Ago, Ain Roin Oso Aroch. We don't look at it as if it goes all the way through. Ella Shiuroi Kamalopi Mardeya Nichnas. It has to actually go through for real. It's not going to be good enough if it only goes through partially.
So, were you saying this is only according to Rabbanan?
Well, in this particular case, only true according to Rabbanan. Because
right.
even you're going to tell me
that the other man says even if it doesn't enter, it's good.
Also good, but as long as it's
even if it doesn't enter,
it's still called an opening on it already. The Torah is not going to be matzil,
right.
But it has to at least be the shear of a malopi mardeya.
Right.
Okay. Good. Okay, so hard mission. Right. Tanur. Let's start with the next mission. Tanur. Shenikab mimeinoi. We had this before. The eye of the tanur. Okay, the eye of the tanur.
Eye of the tanur.
Tanur. Shenikab mimeinoi. The tanur as a whole from the eye. Shiroi meloi kush. What's a kush? A kush is the spindle. That was the stick we had at the previous mission. So we had
the end of it.
What?
That
was this thing with this
hook?
This thing without the hook at the end. You use the spin wool.
This is the mardeya.
Mardeya.
And this is
the kush.
We know what the mardeya does.
And we know what the kush does.
When
they want to make it come here. This is.
Okay, to get you away.
Get you away. This is. And this is wife insurance. Ring, jewelry.
Yeah.
This is what you have to give. This is come, go, and this is what you have to get me.
Uh-huh.
This belongs to Seder Noshim. My mind is warped. Never.
Okay.
Why are you laughing so much? Am I saying something that's actually true?
It's funny. I don't know if it's true, but it's definitely funny.
Srida, Shehin, Suna. No, next. I'm sorry. Next. Okay. Tanur, Shanika, Me'enai from its eye. Shiyuay, Meloi, Kush. Okay, let's take a look over here at the Rav. Rav says, Nika, Me'enai. Why is there an ayin? The ayin is lit to allow smoke, pollution, yeah? To allow the smoke to come out of the tana.
What's for? Tana shenikim eina, the reason,
What's the purpose of the nekev? The nekev is ta'ayna shenikim sh'ayisim, but k'dei sh'yetze mimenu ha'oshan, smoke should come out. Omerichoy eina betit, and you smear it with cement, betit v'soismoy, and you seal it.
You're sealing it because you want it to be a tzavet pot.
No, you want to control the size of the hole. So it says over here is this the way they make the oven with a big, this is the mitzvah, is to make the oven with a big hole. That's why they do like that. And then they take that hole and they fill it up with cement. and then they open, they make a hole in the cement according to the needs. Sometimes, you know, it's a matter of preference. Some customers want a big hole, and some customers want a small hole. It's adjustable.
They like the turkey smoke more.
Exactly. It's a matter of preference. You have to satisfy the customer. So the way you satisfy is the manufacturer makes ovens with large holes, and the way they adjust by making cement, and in the cement they make a hole, and they fill up the hole. So Tana Shnikav Me'enoi Shiroi. So Shnikav Me'enoi. It's a little bit more than Rav. Ayn Shal Tana Hu Anekav Shoyisim B'Gedei Shaytzer Me'enu Oshen Me'ruchay Be'enu B'Tit V'Soyisman. You seal it, and you smear with Tit V'Soyisman V'Nikav Achakach Mokam Americh, and you make a hole in the place of the Meruach. Nichnas V'Yoytzei Doylek. So it's Nichnas V'Yoytzei Doylek. Shanekav Rochav V'Akush Nichnas V'Yoytzei Berevach. Ah, so it says over here, what's Doylek mean? Nichnas V'Yoytzei Doylek. What's the shanegev? Rocha v'akush nichnas v'yotzei berevach. Now I think doylek means with room. If not mistaken, I never heard this word before. I know what this word means. Let's take a look over the picture. Tanush nigavin v'yishuim lekush nichnas v'yotzei doylek. Doylek appears to mean revach. Revach. Revach means means space. Space. Okay. Harvacha v'revach tosimu bein eder. You shall put a lot of space between the different animals. When the animals go before Rashi says the order shalach has a lot, and a lot of space. Oh, more. Ayna tanner dina kepesach, the eye of the oven dina kepesach neisif l'tanner chodesh sheyah tanner nitzol yidei tzedim to apostle tzach listem gamas ha'ayin, but you have to go close with cement tanner to apostle nim to be lames nikav setim asatid says. So you see over here, you make a hole. You see, he's giving you, showing you, they fill it with cement, and then you make a hole in that little in the cement. So what's the shema nekev? If nekev is b'koiter, koiter means the diameter. Shal yoyis ve kush. What's the kush? Okay, we know the kush is kach. Shal kush nitnas yoyitze me ba'ar ha nekev b'gnokel. Knokel means easily, without any pressure, no rubbing. You can easily put it inside. Then that's called the skalkal stimus ayinatan and ridma. Other Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Shimon, Daish, Tinakav stimus tit rak maat yoyse mevushal kush kishayuchal kush liyichonas derech nekav bedoichik. Rabbi Huda says it doesn't have to go easily, even if it's not easy. Shaloi doylek. So doylek means easy. That's all it means. It means revach. Okay, so they have a new machlokes. Everyone agrees you have to take the kush, and you have to be able to push the kush inside. Now, it's not telling us over here what the size of the kush is.
Right.
Is the kush a tefach? When it came to the case of the Mardea, we know it's a tefach. When it comes to the kush, we do not know what the size is. I don't know. Is it wider or is it smaller?
It's the same thing. No?
Maybe it's smaller, maybe it's bigger. It doesn't say what it is. I don't know what it is. But whatever it is, you have to be able to go put it in according to machlokes, and everyone agrees you must actually be able to insert it. The only question is there any tension? Is there going to be pressure when you put the stick inside this hole? It enters and it leaves easily without any rubbing. It does not need it. No, it's okay, even if it's not doylek, even if it's not easy, even if there's pressure, it's just a little bit wider than the thickness of the kush, and there's going to be pressure. It's also sufficient. It's also cold. It's also good. Good? You have to go?
No.
You staying for davening here?
No, but I'm going to daven. I can daven at 8 o'clock and still, because it's during, there's no laning, so I can get.
Okay. Nikev mitzida. Next case. Next gets a hold of the side. Okay. Where's the next case? Not showing you. Nikev mitzida. Okay, it's not showing. There's no picture for this. Okay, guess what? There's no picture for this. Let's see. No, maybe there is. Nikav mitzidai. Let's say it gets a hole on the side of the oven. I don't think it's showing those pictures for this. We have to imagine our own eyes.
I'm looking.
Nikav mitzidai. Shiroi kimloi kush. Nichnas v'yotzei shaloi doylek. Rabbi Yoimer doylek. So let's say get not the ana, not the eye, but let's say it's done. It gets a hole in the tanner. Here the size is here. Here it's reversed. So shiroi kimloi kush. Nichnas v'yotzei shaloi doylek. Pumpakert.
Well, the kush again is what?
Is the spindle? Is that stick?
One with the hook.
One with the hook. And here, it seems like the way they make the picture, it's smaller. It appears that the thickness of the spindle, it looks like it's thinner than the size of the Mardea. The way he drew the picture looks a little bit thinner. So here it says, if it gets...
We don't know, it doesn't tell us that.
No, it doesn't say us. Doesn't say the thickness, no. So here the shear is, if it gets a hole, not in the ayin, but it gets a hole in the side of the tanner, the size is, here's the other way, the shear kimloi kush, nikav mitzidai shi'uai kimloi kush, the thickness of the kush, nichnas v'yotze sheloi doilek, without pressure. Without pressure. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, doilek, the size of going in and going out, here he reverses. It's okay, it requires more, it has to be wide enough that you can take in the kush in and out with revach, with space. So you see what's going on, we're reversing the opinion. The same way we reversed the opinion when it came to the case of the top. The same way we reversed the opinion when it came to the side versus the top. They're reversing their opinions when it comes to the ayin versus the tzad. Good? It doesn't have to be with revach. Rabbi Yehuda Omer doylek. Let's see over the Rav. On the side of the ayin. What is in the side of the ayin? Let's see over here the Rav. Nikav nichnas nikav mitzidei mitzidei. Okay, let's assume it's on the side of the oven. On the side, not on the oven mamish. On the side of the iron. Okay. Vayta. Rabbi Shimon says, min ha'emtza nichnas. The emtza nichnas min ha'tzad ein nichnas. Oh, there is a picture. 212. There is a picture. Here it is. You see that? I made a mistake. There's a picture.
Oh, here's the picture.
Ah, you see, look, here it is. Here's the tzad. The tzad does not mean on the side of the oven. It means on the side of the ayin itself. In this case, you have the ayin shaltana. Right, you have the ayin. The ayin is filled up with cement. In the cement itself, you drill a hole. Where do you drill the hole? You can drill the hole either in the center of the cement, or you can drill the hole on the tzad. Are you with me?
Listen.
You see the difference in this case?
It's
this case?
Tzad. I don't see the tzad.
The tzad means the side. It's not in the center. It's off center. Here is the ayin.
Yeah.
In the ayin, there's cement. You drill a hole. Where do you drill the hole to let the smoke out? You can drill the hole in mamish in the smack in the middle, like in this case.
Yeah.
You see on the side there's still cement on all four, on all three, on all two ovens. Here the hole is not in the middle, it's along the edge. It's up against the edge of the ayin. Okay? So, are you okay?
Yeah, just trying to. Why would the guy do that? No.
That's the difference.
Okay.
So you can make the hole either be emtsa, or you can make it on the tzad. Here's not like us. When you make a BMSA, according to the Chacham, it has to go in Berevach. And Avida says it doesn't have to go in Berevach. Even with pressure, it's good enough. But when it's Mitzad, then it's Machlaik, then they reverse their opinion.
Again.
They reverse the opinion. Okay?
Wow.
Now, what about Rabbi Eliezer? He has a third Shita. Rabbi Shimon says, if it's he holds mino emsa nichnas, minatzad ein nichnas. Let's see over here. Oh, so nichnas means, what's the name of Shimon then? Let's look at the picture. Nikav mitzidoy shiyuay kim loy kush nichnas v'yoytze shaloy doylik. Nikva stima satit mitzidah from the side. Kish nikva stima satit mitzidah shiura. Three opinions. Lachachamim kim loy kush nichnas v'yoytze b'doychik. Rabbi Yehuda Nichnas v'yotze b'nakel, Rabbi Shimon die b'nekev ko'eve akush, b'tzimtzum she'ein akush yochol likones darkoi. Ein nichnas. There are three shiurim. Okay, there are three shiurim. It can't enter, shaloi nechnas. What does it mean, shaloi nechnas? What does it mean, shaloi nechnas? The diameter of the kush is not wide enough that it can fit in that hole. If that hole has, if the kush, let's say, is shaloi nechnas, but it's equal in width, then there's nichnas.
Right.
What is nichnas? It goes through, but it does not go through easily. You have to push.
Okay.
And then there is nichnas
revach.
So those are the three opinions over here in this Mishnah. Menatzad, Rabbi Eliezer says, Rabbi Shimon says, Mino emsa nichnas. Now, nichnas, he's not telling us what nichnas means. Nichnas l'char means it just has to be able to go through b'doichek. Just nichnas. But when it's minatzad, he holds you don't even need it to be nichnas. When it's minatzad, he holds even if it's not nichnas, it's good enough. Alright? Alright, we'll have to pick this up, continue this tomorrow. We'll chaz tomorrow.
Very hard, Mishnah.